for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. Top Democrats say President Trump would face legal and political challenges if he tried to declare a national emergency to build his border wall. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith says the executive power has been used to build military facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan, but would likely be wide open to a court challenge for the wall. The president has said the White House has been talking to some steel company executives.
We've been in touch with a lot of people, and I informed my folks to say that we'll build a steel barrier. Steel. It'll be made out of steel. It'll be less obtrusive, and it'll be stronger.
Democrats object to the idea of a wall and not what it's made of. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Another top Pentagon official is leaving. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Now the Chief of Staff for the Department of Defense is stepping down. Rear Admiral Kevin Sweeney, serving as Chief of Staff to Defense Secretary James Mattis, who resigned last month after President Trump's decision to pull troops out of Syria. Sweeney, writing a brief resignation letter, notes he's entering the private sector now, and he says it was an honor to serve alongside the men and women of the Department of Defense.
National Security Advisor John Bolton is in the Mideast giving Israelis assurances. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
You have backed, both in word and deed, Israel's right to defend itself, which we exercise constantly. It's important to know that we have the backing of our great friend and ally, the United States of America.
Contradicting what President Trump had said, Bolton now says there's no timetable for the pullout of U.S. forces from Syria. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
On Twitter, President Trump confirmed the death of the terrorist who was the mastermind behind the attack on the USS Cole that killed 17 sailors. John Clemens reports.
The USS Cole was refueling at the port of Aden, Yemen on October 12, 2000, when a small vessel laden with explosives attacked the guided missile destroyer on the port side. It left 17 sailors dead, with another 39 wounded. In the tweet, Mr. Trump confirmed the death of Jamal al-Badawi by declaring, "Our great military has delivered justice for the heroes lost and wounded in the cowardly attack on the USS Cole." I'm John Clemens.
A Louisiana parish continues to deal with the tragic loss of five children who were on their way to Disney World. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Three of the five children killed in a traffic accident on their way to Florida's Disney World attended the Avoles Parish School in Louisiana. School Superintendent Blaine Dosa tells KATC-TV the other two children killed were also known by students and faculty.
I think of the kids that are going to walk in those rooms next week. I think of the teachers that are going to see the empty desks.
A vigil for the victims was held Friday in Mansura to honor the children and their families. The children were in a Pentecostal church van headed to the theme park when the accident occurred Thursday afternoon outside of Gainesville, about an hour away from the park. Four other children in the van survived.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.